Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's your daily Advent devotion with Pastor Bob. And it's Saturday, the last day of week one of Advent. Amen. And today we've got an Advent devotional for you from the devotional called Lo by John Pavlovitz. And a couple or three reflection thoughts at the end to leave you with. Let's get right to it. Let's settle ourselves, quiet ourselves. Let's just, give God about 8 to 10 minutes here and try to shed everything else away. Just God and God alone. We've got some scripture and we've got a devotional. And we've got some things to think about. Amen. That's a full day right there. Today's devotion is called Carry and Deliver. Carry and Deliver. The scripture is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. Luke 1, 26 to 33. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Here's our devotion. Growing up Catholic, I understood Mary, the mother of Jesus, very differently than I do today. When I was younger, she held this place of rarefied adoration that, while reverential, almost obscured the earthly reality of her part in the story. The uncertainty and scandal in which she'd found herself. Largely lost on me was the fact that she was a young girl, already engaged, and suddenly with child of unfathomable origin. Living surrounded by ordinary people who didn't read her story with the detached hindsight we have. The fear and the pressure of her circumstances would have been disorienting. She was invited into something beautifully terrifying, and she simply said, "Yes." As I've gotten older, I focused on Mary's yes in that moment, the way she accepted the invitation she'd been given, knowing it would also mean welcoming opposition. Today I see her as an ancestor in this journey, the first responder for those of us who seek to emulate Jesus in the world. Mary was asked to literally carry and deliver the love of God to a planet in dire need of such a thing. She willingly accepted the collateral damage of bearing goodness in a time and place in which doing so would prove difficult. You and I get to play a similar role in this moment in the story of the planet, a place burdened with sadness and disconnect. We are similarly pregnant with the capacity to bring peace and kindness and healing. Today, think about the character traits of Jesus that resonate most deeply with you, especially those that seem lacking in the world. And realize that these are what you are invited to birth into the world. Compassion, forgiveness, courage, honesty. Let goodness form within you today. And then find a way to release it into the world. Our reflection thoughts for this Saturday, the last day of the first week of Advent 2022. 1. What is your response to the idea that, like Mary, you too can carry and deliver love and goodness into the world? Does it feel too flowery, too optimistic? Maybe too daunting? Think about that idea and about some small, tangible things you can do to make the world better. 2. When you think about the character of Jesus, whether you're Christian or not, what quality would you like to emulate in the world? How might you specifically embody that character trait in order to live low? 3. If you could change the churches you are a part of or come into contact with, what is one transformation you'd like to see take place? And why? And that concludes our devotion for today. Hope you have a blessed and holy Saturday. We'll be back at you tomorrow with the first Advent daily devotion of the second week of Advent, the Sabbath, Sunday. Hope you can join us for worship at 10. You can also catch us online, YouTube and Facebook. Not only tomorrow at 10 live, but anytime during the week. And don't forget our lunches this week. Monday's Lunch Bunch. At noon at the church, bring your own. And Thursday at Roselands, the Advent Cafe, at noon. God bless. And the meditation word for today: incarnation.